The event must always imply the fulfillment of the wish. Always construct an event which you believe you would naturally encounter following the fulfillment of your desire. That, my friends, as you know, is Neville Goddard. You are listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast, the free Neville Goddard Podcast, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, the portable disposable hot tub. It is 6:37 a.m., the 14th of December, and today we're going to fix one of the most common mistakes that people make, but we're going to do it with a twist. Now, a lot of people try to imagine the wish. Some people actually do listen to Neville, do what we say, and imagine what implies the wish is fulfilled. So here's the difference. The wish, I'm chatting with a lady in Manifesting Mastery course, and I say, what's your wish? And she goes, to walk 5 miles again. I says, great, what are you imagining? Walking. It's like, right, well, let me ask you a question. Does that imply you're walking? See, walking doesn't imply you're walking. Walking is walking. And if she can't walk, she's going to have a problem imagining that because she's going to war against what everyone calls 3D reality. I'll just call it the echo. So I told her, I said, look, check this out, right? The event must always imply the fulfillment of the wish. Construct an event which you believe you would naturally encounter following the fulfillment of your desire. So, personally, when I walk, I'm not a fan of, like, taking my phone. And so I get home and I notice all the emails and all the messages and all the important phone calls I got. Right, there's like 7 people on the planet that have my phone number. But here's the thing. You must always imagine, the event you imagine must always imply the fulfillment of the wish. If I was getting back from a 1-hour walk, the puppies would be excited. Victoria would be happy. She'd be saying, hey, babe, you got to answer you whatever, right? That would be the moment of magic. There's a moment of magic that you manifest from, and there's a lot of moments that you can't. And a lot of people are not choosing their moment of magic. Now, here's what I want you to do. So I told her, I says, when you get home from your walk, what would you do first? And she goes, check email. I said, cool. Imagine sitting down all sweaty, checking email. Would you have a water bottle with you when you were taking a walk? Yeah, would you have any water left? She says, probably not. I says, all right, cool. So imagine filling up the water bottle. Whew, what's it feel like to have just completed another 5-mile walk? Or that kind of thing. So I'll give you a few hints, some of what I've done over the years. Here's a biggie. Right, I wanted to become a citizen of Australia, and I started out being a tourist, a visitor in Australia, and eventually I got a bridging visa, which is a temporary resident visa in Australia, and then eventually I got a permanent resident visa in Australia, and eventually, years later, I got citizenship in Australia. But let me tell you what I imagined. Ready? Voting. Because all Australians must vote, and only Australians can vote in Australia. Now, here's the thing. I'm not thrilled about it. So I imagine voting, and I'm not thrilled that I have to. Stand in line, touch a pencil, put some paper in a box. See, I'm not into politics. Politics, poly as in many, ticks as in diseased blood suckers. I'm not into that. I'm into you drive your own bus. You hear the attitude of Abdullah in there? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Meanwhile, the event must always imply the fulfillment of the wish. Always construct an event which you believe you would naturally encounter following the fulfillment of your desire. So I'm going to pick on my lovely friend Robin again today because I just love her. She's just amazing. She's done Triple D. She's done that Strain-Driven Day for you kids that haven't done it yet. She's done Manifesting Mastery course more than once. And one of the things that I know about Robin is she's a very intelligent note taker. She's like Grant Monk. He's another very intelligent note taker. And so she mentioned something. So Alessandra, I'll pick on other people by name because I can. Alessandra mentions, yeah, how great state stacking is. And Robin mentions that she's imagining having it in her downloads. And to make this more natural for Robin, because she's a note taker, she's got an identity of being a note taker. It's one of the things she does. She's smart, she takes notes. That's part of her identity. She can't help but do it because it's who she is. And so I made a casual suggestion. Imagine taking notes from the course. Use that as your imaginal act that implies you already have it. It's these kind of things. Now, by the way, some people don't take notes. And if I tell them, yeah, imagine taking notes from the course, that's not going to feel natural for them. So when you select a scene that implies, an experience that implies your wish fulfilled, it gets to be natural for you. The event must always imply the fulfillment of the wish. That's the basics. You don't imagine walking. You imagine what would imply that you've been walking 5 miles. For me, it would be the puppies are happy that I'm rounding the corner, I'm feeling hot and sweaty, and I see my woman in the garden and my puppies at the gate. Right? There's that snapshot in time. Always construct an event you believe you would naturally encounter following the fulfillment of your desire. You'll notice I've got these identities, loving husband, loving puppy, dad, loving teacher. And what would imply to me that I just got back from a brilliant 5K walk, seeing Victoria in the garden, his puppies dancing, and maybe Victoria saying, check your email, you got to email grandma's. That kind of thing. Just takes a second, gang. If you do it right, it's easy to surrender to it. Now, for fun, if you got gold today, visit us at NevilleGoddardStore.com. I've mentioned a bunch of goodies in this podcast, as I usually do. We've got that moment of magic recording. We've got the secret of surrender. We've got the attitude of Abdullah. And we've got what started it all, state stacking, having to do with identity-based manifesting. Because if you get this out of order, you're going to try to manifest stuff that just doesn't feel natural. And we want this to be natural and fun. So check all that out, NevilleGoddardStore.com. If you want a direct link to state stacking, just go to statestacking.com. And now, for fun, let's imagine up something lovely, something that implies a wish fulfilled, as we go into the silence. Alessandra, thank you for the post. Robin, thank you for the comment. It's these little things where we share how much we care. And when we share from caring, that everyone gets blessed. Notice the caring, notice the sharing. All right. If you got gold, NevilleGoddardStore.com. Have a lovely day. See ya.